Well, all right. Here we go. It's Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hello, everyone. Good morning. So glad that you are joining us all over the world. Yay. Well, it's this time of the year of giving. I just wanted to let you know that I am in a giving mood. So I got some stuff to give away. You know, I'm always giving and blessing the people with Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, and my DVD, my fitness DVD, Health and Soul. So I know you want to get yourself ready. You want a good book to snuggle up with by the fire. Once you get all that food in you and you're eating all that macaroni and cheese, the greens, the ham, woo, I'm hungry already, the sweet potato pies and et cetera, you're going to want to get that fluff off. So listen, I got the fitness DVD, Health and Soul, just for you. Listen, and not only am I going to bless you with one of each, I'm going to double the blessing so you could be a blessing to someone else. How about that? So anyway, the first five folks that emails me at myhealthandsoul@gmail.com, myhealthandsoul@gmail.com, you say fluff. That's all you got to say. The first five people that emails me at myhealthandsoul@gmail.com, all you have to do is say the word fluff. That's your code, and you will be the winners of such a true blessing. I guarantee it. It's going to bless you. Anyway, I'm super excited. Christmas is this week, and so we are just getting down to the nitty-gritty. The year is almost over, and so today we're just going to equip you today with some informative information. We're going to have a comedian, my main man, comedian A-Train, about to join us, and then we're going to have Pamela Lou Hinn. She is a business consultant and coach. She's going to give us 5 minutes to success. And also, we're going to have 5-minute fitness with my girl, fitness, personal fitness trainer, Elizabeth Brooks. So we got a full day today. And we're going to have a special guest talking about his music. We got Dr. Ferris Hill. He'll be joining us. He has a new song out, and he's out promoting it and everything. So I'm sharing some love. He's going to get to talk about that. We're going to hear some of his music today. Dr. Ferris Hill. He's on a Stop the Violence tour, and so he's going to be joining us. He's done work with several people, and so he's going to tell us all about what God is doing. He's done work with Charlie Wilson and so many others, so he's going to be joining us and telling us all about what God is doing for him, and he's going to bless us with some updates on how you can keep in touch with him. But anyway, to get it started, because we got a lot of show today, I want to welcome my man, my favorite comedian, A-Train. What's going on,
what's
man?
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
Everything and all things, all the time.
Happy hump day to you. Happy hump day to you.
What's going on, man? Tell us about what's going on. What the streets saying?
The streets are saying people are tired of all of this hustle and bustle with this Christmas shopping. I'm telling you, I've been traveling all weekend. And it has been a mess. I tell you what, Obama must have did something for the economy, because these stores and these streets are saying that it's money out here somewhere.
Right, it's some money out here. You got that right, because people are shopping.
Here. Yes, they are. They're traveling. And you know what? And speaking of shopping, I just want people to know, you know what I'm saying? Don't just do what you want to do for Christmas. Get what somebody wants for Christmas. Don't just clear out your closet, because you know that's how some people do. They'll clear their closets out of old gifts that they never use or never open, and they're going to pass it over to somebody else. Don't do that, people.
Please don't do that. Listen, and people are buying gifts that they want, right? And then they look at it long enough, and then they change their mind, and they end up keeping the gift.
Right. Using the old tissue paper that, you know what I'm saying, they tried to recycle from 2 years ago. It's missing glitter. It got mothball holes in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, man, go on and get come on, people. Come through for your people, man.
Exactly. Do something good. So what are you and Miss Tracy doing? What y'all got going on for Christmas this year?
Grinding. You know, this time of year is used when we get together just within our camp to solidify, you know, our projections for next year. You know what I mean? And different dates. So I just got back from the road. I was with D.L. Hughley. last weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. We did five shows in 3 days at Chuckles Comedy Club. And, man, Memphis showed us mad love, showed us mad love. And you know what? I thought Memphis was considered to be the South. You know what I'm saying? I thought Tennessee was a part of the southern region of America. But, man, it was feeling like Chicago up in Memphis. It was snowing. They had a tornado watch going on. It was raining. It was miserable for a Florida boy. It was cold up there, Dr. Dean.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. It was cold every day. That wind chill pierced me to my spirit. You hear me?
Oh, wow.
So we had a good time, though. It was cold up there. We did, like I say, five shows. We had two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night, and a show Sunday night. And I just got back in here early Tuesday morning from traveling. So that's what we're up to on this end. So, and we're excited, man. We're excited.
I bet you are. You know, we're just going to have it quiet because, you know what, basically I'm just taking advantage of the quiet time. I have not really had a long break at all. And I know 2017, we're already booked for January and going already into February. And so I'm like, you know what I mean? I want to take advantage of the downtime now. And, you know, and I said I was going to really shut down just for a little bit, you know, Friday and Saturday, and just really spend time with my son and family and and just, you know what I mean? Just take that moment, because I know that a lot of the times when I would work, you know, and just in being in ministry for so long now, I would literally, you know, not take advantage of those moments that God had given me to just chill. And then I would just be so busy. And then it'll be like, you know, you didn't take that time to just chill. Like, it's always a time to rest. It's a time for everything. So I'm really, you know, seeing as how this year has gone for us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just know that it's a setup for something, you know, for double time. And so I know that these few days I'm going to really just chill. So that's what we're doing. Absolutely. We're going to eat good. I'm going to make my dish. I'm making a lobster macaroni and cheese. And yeah, I'm going to do that. I haven't done it. I got this new ninja thing, and I got like all the blender, the everything, the processor, it's everything is in it. I've just been making soup and doing all kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to just making some salsa and all kind of stuff.
See,
and
that's just, when you know you've made it. That's when you know you've made it. See, I'm from the apartment. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. It was a blessing just to get mac and cheese. But here you go. You get, not only do you have mac and cheese, but you got lobster up in the mac and cheese. You know, lobster was like, hey, that's five-star restaurant style. You know what I mean? You don't eat lobster every day from where I'm from. When you eat lobster, that means your mama has gotten her income tax check back, and we're going to treat ourselves. But Dr. Gina, she's throwing lobster up off in the macaroni and cheese. Come through here now. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture. Yeah, it, you know, God is good. God is good, A-Train. But listen, we got Ferris Hill. Dr. Ferris Hill is going to be joining us, and I wanted to play a clip of his song, and he's going to be joining in on us, and we're going to just hear what he's got going on and updating us on what God is doing in his life and on his journey. So we're going to go ahead and listen to a clip, and the song is really a wonderful song, so I'm very excited to get it played. We're going to go ahead and do that now.
I don't need the feet when you need them both to be complete. How can the eye say I don't need the ear when you need them both to see and hear? Don't you know? crisis. We may disagree, but we're all still family. Different faces and different places, but we all bleed the same inside. Red, yellow, black and white, we are precious in his sight. So keep the dream alive.
Well, all right, Dr. Fairseal, how you doing?
All right, kicking in, doing good here from Tampa Bay, Florida.
All right, well, fantastic, beautiful song. So, and it's so warm and fuzzy, especially this time of the year. Tell us what made you come up with the title and the concept of the song. What was in your heart when you wrote it?
Well, you know what, I've really understood the fact that the body of Christ, we the people, regardless of your denomination, whether it be Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, you know, non-denominational, whatever it is, we're one body. You know, the Bible says many members but one body, and we all really need each other. And that if we want to go to the next level, I tell churches that if you want to go to the next level of anointing and authority, you're going to have to hook up. And that's our theme for next year, Hook Up for the Breakthrough. But the other reason I wrote it was because after all the onslaughts of murders and what's from Baton Rouge to Dallas and, you know, the people, you know, kids being shot up, you know, that has been my heartbeat to say, look, we as a people need to come together because whatever happens is falling on this next generation. So we got to come together for the sake of the next generation.
Well, that is such a blessing and so true. We have on with us also with A-Train, comedian A-Train. And so we've been talking a lot about coming together and doing, you know, bridging the gaps, you know, the differences and all of the division and things like that. We talk about that often here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So it's just really a blessing that you fit right on in with that concept, because what would we do? We need each other. We were built for relationships. And so it's just all so powerful when we can come together and do it. I think about the scripture when it talks about how they all came together and they were on one accord and they were speaking in the same language, and they were trying to build this temple, and they were all doing it, and God said, no. He brought different languages and everything, because, you know, we can't do anything without God. But that just showed me the power of when we come together, how powerful we are, and even more powerful when we come together and he's our head and he's guiding us and leading us. So definitely a blessing. So tell us what's going on with you. What is the next step?
Well, before I say that, I got to say this because I'm from the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan, okay? So I was listening to you talking about the mac and cheese. And we just had the cheese, my brother. We just had that government cheese, okay?
The government cheese, yes, sir.
If nothing else, we got to come together, because ain't nothing like macaroni and cheese together. And so I was listening to that. So we all need to go to Dr. Gina's house so we can get the whole thing.
Exactly.
You all are welcome. And you know what, Dr. Hill, I'm from Detroit as well.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit. Yeah, I filmed My Health and Soul, the Health and Soul Fitness DVD at Mumford High School.
Shut the noise. Are you
serious? Yep, I graduated from Detroit, and then I lived in Detroit. I was raised and graduated high school in Detroit.
Yeah, and I went to Central High and then went to Wayne State and Detroit College of Business. And my mother was Tessa Hill, who wrote the song "He Keeps Doing Great Things for Me."
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's my mama, Tessa Hill, from Detroit.
Wow, that's awesome. Something else. So you know everybody. You know the Moss family. You know the Shearer family. You know the Ellis family. You know all of them, man, if you're into music. The
Winans. Well, I played and, you know, came up with Marvin and
BBCC Karen. In fact, I used to date Dorinda.
Did you? I was just saying, Clark. I said you. Wow, that's amazing. Hey, Trey, why are you laughing?
You know what, Dr. Nito? If you come together, we may have to come together just in the same vein as the government cheese. Like, you know how you start off slicing that cheese and you start off real thin, you know what I'm saying? But by the time you end, it's a big old chunk of cheese. It's just a larger block. Well, listen, that's what we have to do. We may start off small by coming together, but hopefully and prayerfully by the end, it's just a big old block of cheese. You know what I'm saying? Bigger than what we started.
There you go. There you go,
that's
my brother.
Right.
There you go.
That's, well, you got some kind of history there. I actually graduated from Oak Park High School. Well, I went to Oak Park High School, and then I ended up graduating from Redford High School because my mom moved out to Rosedale Park. So I'm familiar with, that's just amazing. I was just in Detroit, though. I had my launch there, and it was at the Eastern Market over I can't even think of it now. Oh, Lord. My brain is frozen right now. But I had it at East Bird's Place. Thank you, Jesus. It was at Bird's Place.
Go.
I don't know if you've been there. Have you been there before?
Yes, I have. Beautiful place.
Yeah,
so Dr. Hill took Dorinda to the prom. Is that what he said? Is that what
yes,
I heard?
I know. I was trying. Don't be messy.
Brother, believe me, I was trying, but at that particular point, she didn't see all of my potential at that point. She didn't recognize the gift on the inside. She didn't recognize it.
Oh, Lord, that is so funny.
Dr. Hill, you know how they do us. You know what I'm saying? Before we come into the spotlight, you know, we unattractive. But
that's right.
When you get a little spotlight, we transition into, he kind of cute in his own way.
Right. After the blow up. Well, listen,
right.
I am so glad. Tell the people what's going on with you, because we want to make sure that they get to check you out in a central location or wherever you're going to be, and then also give everybody the information on how they can follow you.
Well, two things, Dr. Gina, is number one, we're doing these Let's Come Together tours across the country. We're actually going to be releasing that song featuring Dr. Martin Luther King in January nationwide. And and so we'll start the tour. And A-Train, I'd love to get with you, man, that you could, we need to hook up, bro, so we could, you know what I'm saying? So we can do a tour together. And so that's what we're going to do through the course of all of next year. I've been invited. This year I was invited to Kenya, Johannesburg, and also the Philippines. So next year I'm going back there. I'm also going to Liberia. I'm going to Guyana. And so we're just taking this message. Let's come together. I go in the school system. That's where I spend most of my time. I'm in front of probably about 10,000 young people every month.
What ages?
Middle, high
is
school.
It high school or what's the school?
Yeah. It's K-12. K-12. We've been doing that for the last 20 years. I'm one of the spiritual sons of the late Dr. Miles Monroe. He was my mentor. And Yes, we started a mentorship program, and so we now mentor now. We have over 300 young people that we're mentoring in California as well as Louisiana. So we're going to increase our mentorship program, but we're going to continue to take this message, let's come together, across the country all next year.
That's awesome.
Well, Dr. Hill, listen.
Well, he's trying to put you down, A-Train. He's trying to put you on.
I have to keep my passport on because, you know, I'm dark skin. I got high cheekbones. They might try to keep me over there. They may think I'm I got on the plane. It's like, man, where you doing? Get back here. I was like, man, I'm
Well, listen, tell everybody how they can reach you. What's your social media contact information?
Okay, of course, on Facebook, Twitler, Ferris Hill, F-A-I-R, yeah, Fairest. F-A-I-R-E-S-T.
I'm sorry, Fancy, but you said Twitler. That was funny.
Okay, yeah, Twitter. Yeah,
you on Facebook?
Yeah,
on Facebook, Twitter, and yes. What else?
Yes.
If you call it Twitler, you probably don't need to be on it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
You're on Facebook, Twitter, and what else? Yeah.
Okay. Let me just spell my name, and they look me up. But my website is ferrishill.net. F-A-I-R-E-S-T, hill.net. ferrishill.net. And they can go to my website or just put in Ferris Hill. If you just put in Ferris Hill, everything will come up. But we definitely like to hook up with those who are listening to you for 2017 on this Let's Come Together tour.
All right, let's come together, Dr. Ferris Hill. Thank you so much for joining us. And you know what? Be blessed and have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, Dr. Jenna. Thank you. Okay, A-Train, don't forget, A-Train, let's do this.
Okay, we'll get together. I get the information from Dr. D.
You got it. God bless both of you. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry All Christmas. Right. God bless Merry you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So listen, A-Train, you got a gig coming up. You got to check with your manager, your publicist, all of that. You got to get
right. Right. I got to run it through the manager, make sure it's safe for me to go over in these other countries. You know what I'm saying?
Because we need you back.
I remember we were in Key West out on some jet skis, and we were way out in the ocean. I mean, I was so far out that I started seeing the Coast Guards. I was like, oh, I better turn around because they're going to think I'm one of them refugees or something out here floating in this water.
Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, that's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. I know that I had wanted to go to Cancun, and they was like, you don't want to go there right now. You ain't going to be able to come back. I said, oh, no.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. So that was Dr. Hill on Twitler.
On Twitler. You know, I could not resist. I had to get him on that. But yes, that was great. That was a great interview, and I'm so glad. You know, the message is great. Let's come together. And you know, it's so much stuff that's going on right now. And I mean, I don't want to bring down the funny, but you know, just the conversations that I had today with somebody, and how, you know, people are shooting folks at, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just all this crazy stuff. And this is why people don't want guns legalized. It's not because, you know, the people that's responsible, it's the irresponsible people that we're trying to protect, and those that are affected by the irresponsible people. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. A baby is dead, you know, and it's the holidays, and it's just a lot. A lot has been going on during this, you know, holiday season, a lot of losses and things. And you know, it's just really really a time that we just got to keep our brothers and sisters lifted up,
and we
got to
come together. We got to come together and push hope, like Dr. Hill said in his song, which, by the way, I did love that song. I love the vibe, I love the lyrics to it, and I just love the whole soothing flavor he had with it. So shout out to him with that, you know. So that was
definitely
awesome.
Great song. And it's a real good song for now, especially now. And just anytime you forget, you know, because life happens, and you know, people go through things, and people, you know, a lot of times people defend themselves by isolating themselves, and or they feel like they have to protect themselves. And so, you know, just a reminder, listen, you know, we all, you know, everybody's got something going on, and that if we just come together, it'll be so less painful and, you know, more productive. So that's just, you know, basically the word, you know, is just for us to just stay lifted up. But I know that you were talking about, you know, the shows that you all did. How was the turnouts, and how was, you know, were the people rolling on the floor laughing and everything?
Oh, listen, Dia, first of all, you know, everybody knows Dia Hughley, you know, one of the original kings of comedy. And then, you know, he's also on national syndicated radio every day, Monday through Friday. And then he got the TV shows that's still in circulation. So everybody, or, you know, somebody next to somebody, they know D.L. Hughley in every city and state across this country. So when he show up in a town, listen, Dr. Gina, I'm talking about the people come out. Do you hear me? Young, old, black, white, other, you know, ethnicities, they come out. And they did the same thing in Memphis, Tennessee last weekend. And actually, last December, you know, I went to Memphis with him when he played that club, and he took me with him again this year. And I'm telling you, the love that came out, because keep in mind, it's cold, it was raining, and he still packed the house out every show. So, and these people, they love D.L. Hughley. So it was an honor and a privilege just to, you know, share his platform and be on, you know, on his stage, you know, slinging jokes with him. And because he's an awesome guy, he loves people, he has a heart for people, you know, and that comes across in his comedy. So, and they connect with him. So we had a blast. That's my point. We had a blast, not only us but the people. Yeah. The people had a blast.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. It was a good weekend. Saturday we went to go to Virginia, and we actually got to see Huggy Lowdown, and we got to see Chris Paul. It was so good. It was so funny, and I just had such a great time with them. Yeah. And it was just they just funny, just constantly funny. Yeah. And they did radio drops with Dr. Gina's radio chat, and I'm trying to get Huggy on. Yeah, trying to get an interview with him. I know he's been busy traveling. He got a lot of stuff going on. He got shows coming up. He just got a lot of stuff happening. And so
shout out to Huggy Lowdown, man. That's my
shout out to my dude, Huggy Lowdown, and my friend Chris Paul. That's another one.
That's
funny, yep. Listen, yes, we're going to get ready for Pamela Lou Hing's 5 minutes to success right after these commercial breaks. We'll stay with us.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Sees. And guess what? You are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Lou Hing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you're currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you're an entrepreneur who feels like you're fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose to a profit-making business. Last month, I shared step number 9 of my book, Make Your Brand Come to Life. This month, we will focus on step 10, Systemize Your Business. Before we discuss systems in greater detail, it will help to take a look at the broader term called business operations. Business operations can be defined as activities involved in the day-to-day functions of the business conducted for the purpose of generating profits. As you begin to develop the daily operations of your business, you want to think efficiency, effectiveness, and how to strategically align all functions to support the generation of profit and growth of your company. As a chief operating officer or CEO, you may also serve as a chief operating officer, the COO. The difference between the two is the chief executive officer is the visionary, as such drives the direction of the company, and the chief operations officer leads the operations to ensure the company aligns with the direction of the vision. If you're just starting out, chances are you will wear both hats along with many others. However, it's important to spend time on both of these key roles in strategic planning and execution. Now, let's discuss business systems. A business system is an orderly plan, a method or procedure designed to support core business functions. The CEO determines the direction your company is headed, and the COO ensures all functions are moving effectively and efficiently to help you arrive at your destination. Business systems give life to the operations and support the essential activities. You will need to decide the systems your company needs to have in order to operate according to the plan. One of the toughest challenges of any business owner is managing the multitude of roles every day while making sure the company is producing revenue, building future business, and maintaining daily operations. Core business functions are daily and consistent strategic tasks and activities conducted to drive a specific outcome, produce accountability, and ultimately to help generate profit. There are many different types of systems to run a business. However, there are three core business functions as defined by the Harv-Eker Signature Program. They are marketing, production, and administrative. However, I modified it slightly to include personal and professional development. It's imperative because business owners need to stay sharp and prepared. If you can imagine the four core functions divided into four quadrants, marketing should be placed in the first quadrant and comprise the majority of your daily activity, especially if you are new in business. All marketing and the core functions can be referred to as a concept called IPA, or income producing activity, taught by Mary Kay Ash herself. This activity requires direct contact or attempts to connect you to your target population, such as networking, blogging, and following up with potential customers. The second quadrant is production. Production is any function which creates the product or service your company provides. For example, if you're an accountant, your production would consist of doing taxes or bookkeeping for clients. If you design websites, it would mean doing the work to create the website, etc. The third quadrant is administrative. Administrative functions include activities like preparing invoices, checking email, filing, preparing correspondence, generating reports, or any task considered as office work. Lastly, the personal and professional development quadrant includes time spent spiritually, with family, working out, reading, attending workshops and seminars, etc. Now that the systems and the core functions have been outlined, you want to do four things. Number one, identify all systems your company needs. Two, place each system under the appropriate core function. Three, define 3 to 5 important systems in areas in each system. And four, create tools, flowcharts, procedures, and policies for each system. And lastly, let's discuss a system called a customer relations management tool, or CRM. It is an essential system or tool used to manage communication with customers, build relationships, and increase customer retention, and ultimately generate revenue. It's great to generate customers, but it's another challenge to retain them and grow the relationship. A CRM will serve as an extension of you to build your brand and help you reach your target audience consistently. There are many types of tools and systems available in the marketplace. Two excellent options are AWeber, which is AWEBER, and Constant Contact. You will be able to create newsletters and broadcast messages, but most importantly, it will enable you to build your list of potential clients. Well, this ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com. That's PamelaLuhing.com. I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuhing, PLUEHING. Until next month, turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela Luhing, and you have a very Merry Christmas, and God bless you and your family. Until next time, sis. All right, A-Train, that was some good information.
Yes, it was. It lets me know where I fall in the totem pole, which is I ain't even in the building.
I know, right? I mean, she breaks it.
I was like, well, Lord, where do my pay grade fall? You know? But no, that's good stuff right there. That's good stuff. Because some people be in business and they don't even know the hierarchy of business. They don't know the blueprint of the whole format of being in business. So that was good, man. That was really good.
I'm needs such a breakdown. She gets it in. And I love the fact that she gives you something to think about. You want to definitely be in order. And even if you feel like you're on top of your game, you always can learn more, right? I mean, you can always do better. Exactly. You can always improve. Mm-hmm. And you can always, because I always look at it like she's giving you tools to make life easier for you. Mm-hmm. So things can move smoothly, you know. And so she's just the bomb. Love her business coaching. I take heed to what she be saying. I love it. Now we're going to get into fitness, 5 minutes to 5 minute fitness with Elizabeth Brooks. So we got everything you need here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Can't wait to hear what you got for us. What's going on, Chica?
Well, listen, I, first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Happy New Year to everybody. I know for a fact, for me and my business and kind of the fitness world, this is like heavy duty resolution, make plans for the year time. And one of the things that I really want to encourage people to do is think realistically about the goals that they set. And you don't have to wait till the new year. It's just a week away. You can start thinking right now about the kind of person that you want to be next year. And your fitness goals are just a small aspect of that. And I wanted to say that because a lot of times people set goals that have nothing to do with really the kind of person that they are. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose 30 pounds or 50 pounds or 50 pounds. You know, we have these really grandiose goals, but they don't connect to the rest of our lives. Maybe what's important in your life this year is your family, or maybe your parents are elderly and you need to spend more time in that direction. And so our goals can kind of be isolated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what I want to encourage people to do is not just think realistically about their goals, but think about how the goals that they set really fit into their lives. If you are at the point and you are not doing any exercise right now and you're listening to this show and you're getting encouraged from all the information and knowledge, I want you to be realistic about what you set as a goal for yourself for next year. Maybe you need to lose 60 pounds, but maybe that's not the goal you need to set for yourself, because 60 pounds, that's a big deal goal. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to be thinking, I need to be more active. I'm sitting too much during the day. I'm going to start walking, you know, 3 times a week. That's a minimum, okay? And I think if we do that, we're going to have a lot more success. And just think of it as someone, if you're inactive right now and you set a goal for walking, you know, 30 to 45 minutes 3 times a week, and you maintain that through June, look at how you changed your life in 6 months. And it was a small, focused goal. So I really want to encourage people, and encourage people when they set their goals, don't just think about one aspect of fitness. Fitness is not just about what you do for exercise. Fitness is your entire life. It's how you think. It's how you breathe. It's the physical, the spiritual, and the mental part of you. A fit person is balanced physically, mentally, and spiritually. And we find those balances in our daily life. Maybe today I don't have time to do a full-blown workout, but maybe I can do my push-ups and plank right out of come up and out of bed and then hop in the shower. So fitness is not just this thing that's out there and I got to, you know, kind of grab onto it. And I really want to encourage people, as they make their goals, you don't have to wait until January 1. You can do it right now. Make those goals have something to do with the kind of person you're trying to become. Maybe you're trying to be, you know, just a more spiritually committed person. Maybe you're trying to improve your relationship with the Lord, and through your relationship with the Lord, you're trying to be a better steward over your body. And that means you're going to eat a little bit better. Hey, maybe I'm just going to start eating three fruits and vegetables a day because I'm not getting any in now. You know what I'm saying, everybody? So I really kind of want people to be more concrete and more realistic about those individual goals that we set, and then think mentally, spiritually, and physically, and how those fit into the overall plan that I have for my life for the year. I'm going to try to be a better sister, or my parents need more of my attention this year. My daughter is graduating from college in 6 months. This is where I need to be. Oh, my God, in June, I'm going to be 50. You know, these are the kinds of things we want to be a little bit more purposeful with, I think.
Well, I love that message. And actually, I agree with you 100%. I believe that that's going with the flow of the message altogether. And I think it's really just, you want them to be successful. That's the bottom line. Yes. We want you to be successful in everything that you set your mind to do. And being realistic and knowing who you are is the best way to do it. We don't want you to start anything and then, you know, you can't finish it or you get discouraged, you're not getting the results, you know,
right,
that you want, you know. And it's so many different ways to improve you. You know what I mean? And just like you said,
right,
with, you know, building your relationship, getting to know your family members more, getting to know your coworkers more, or just opening up. Sometimes that could be a struggle for so many people. And then because they haven't opened up all year round, then they find themselves, you know, maybe with not as many friends or relationships as they would like during the holidays, you know.
Right.
So make 2017, start it now. You don't have to wait till January 1st. You know, we want you to start right now.
You know,
do a self-evaluation of self and find where you are, where what are your struggles and what hurts you the most. And whatever that area is where you find pain and you're hurting, then you need to find something that will help you decrease that pain and increase your happiness. So if you're finding that you're not, you don't have a lot of relationships, you know, maybe this year you should try to build relationships. Go out more, find a hobby. If you find that you are bored and you're, you know, being more promiscuous or doing something, find something to occupy that void. Make you better for 2017.
Right.
And as you're better, then those around you will be better. It's just us coming together like we started off. I love it. A-Train, you got anything you want to say to Elizabeth? I'm going to tell you, she worked our butts off, though. Today. Let me tell y'all.
We had a birthday person in our class today, and we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it. Oh, my God. 39
burpees.
You know, here's my viewpoint on that whole fitness stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I salute those of you that's out there getting it. But I just prefer to stand over here and just understand that God knows my heart. And, you know, I'm just stick with that. You know what I mean?
He knows your heart, and he sees your actions, too. So we want to follow up that heart with the actions, too. That was so good. He's so funny.
Like, you drop it, give me 10 notes.
That's
like,
what everybody says. God knows my heart. I always say he sure do every nick and cranny of it. He know it better than you.
Like, come on, A-Train, give me one more. No, I'm good. God knows my heart.
You guys have a great holiday and enjoy yourself.
Well, we love you, Elizabeth, and you know we can't wait to get more in 2017 of you, and have a very Merry Christmas. God bless you, sis, and I look forward to seeing you this week.
God bless you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a good one.
All right, to you
too. Okay, thanks to you.
All right.
A-Train, listen, you got to get it in now. You're going to have to do a treadmill or something because you're touring and whatnot. You got to get your stamina, you know. Up there telling jokes, don't you be sweating?
Oh, my God, it's very tiresome. And then especially, like, you know, the way that I work the stage, I'm a very physical comic, you know. I'm all over that stage, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It works your body. It works your
yeah,
body.
Yeah, I know. And see, that's the thing. You know, if people, and it's coming together. I know Ferris Hill just set the whole tone for the whole show, basically, because it's just sticking with me, coming together. You know, Elizabeth, I work out with so many different people at my gym. And, you know, yeah, I got a fitness DVD out. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm, you know, people see videos and stuff. But, you know, being alone doing it sometimes it's therapeutic for me, but sometimes it's more fun when you're doing it with other people. And I really enjoy working out with Elizabeth. She has classes at my gym, and it just makes it so, like, it's exciting to get with other people in the class and do exactly what I would do by myself. But coming together, it motivates you to push. You know what I'm saying? When you come together, it's like you get that energy, especially when you like-minded. Now, I ain't talking about getting together with just, you know, slumpy lumpy. I'm talking about people that's doing things. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it, slumpy lumpy. But it motivates you to do, you know, to keep it moving. Because if you get bored, then you lose and you get distracted and then you fall off, you know? But I love going with her, and then it's Mansoor at my gym. I work out with him, and then it's Devin. I work out with her, so I'm not too proud to, you know, get a friend, you know, and that's right, that right. was me talking to people. So, you know, make it this year that you open up this year. I mean, you know, my feelings still get hurt by certain things and other people, but it doesn't make me close up that I don't want to have relationships. And we all been that's hurt. Good. We've all been disappointed, you know, and you know, you got to forgive and keep it moving, because that, you know, you can't hold on and feel rejected. You can't feel abandoned. People got stuff going on. People got stuff going on in their life. They don't even realize that they're rejecting you or abandoning you. They're trying to survive whatever they're going through. And if it means that they're preoccupied and they're distant, let them have the space and let God bring it together if it's meant to be together. Just pray for people. We always get, you know, we don't need to be defensive because somebody has separated themselves. I'm going over, but I think it's good for you to just build relationships this year. That's what I'm saying. I think relationships is really good. Forgiveness is really good. Find a friend at the gym. Find a coworker that you can, you know, go to lunch with. Don't be so isolated this year. This is definitely for somebody. This is definitely for somebody. Yeah. But Adrienne, you gotta, with your physical comedy, you gotta get on a treadmill. I'm gonna get you a motor track.
You know, I saw in a documentary where Michael Jackson, you know, he was talking about, you know, just the physicalness that is required, you know, when you perform, you know. And he was talking about, I think he said he lose somewhere between 7 to 10 pounds per show when he's performing. Yeah. And
well, Michael
Jackson
was doing a lot of moves. He was working out just on that stage.
He was doing a lot of moves, and he was on that stage like well over an hour, probably like two, if you know what I'm saying, like just constant dancing. I mean, man, you know, when I heard him say that, And then I talked with some other people, and they were like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is true. You know, when you're on that stage and you're performing like that, you know, he said he lose between 7 to 10 pounds per show.
You know what? And speaking of which, and easy, I'm sure, for him to do that. But I've never seen Michael Jackson perform. I've never gone to see him. But I did go see Prince.
Oh, my God.
See Prince. So that lets you know what type of child I was. Michael Jackson and Prince.
Listen, I've seen both. I saw Michael Jackson in the 80s when he came to Jacksonville at the Gator Bowl, and they had like they were here for a couple of days, man. And I got a chance to see Michael Jackson during the 80s along with the Jackson 5. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And then I got a chance to see Prince. Tracy, my wife, you know, she surprised me. It was a surprise birthday gift for me. And we saw him in Atlanta. And she had saw him here in Jacksonville, and she enjoyed the show so much. She was like, I got to take, you know, train to see this show. And she surprised and took me to the one in Atlanta. not the last time he was in Atlanta before, you know, he transitioned, but the time he did a couple years before that. So, but man, Dr. Jenna, I'm surprised. Where were you when Michael Jackson was going all around this country? Where were you?
I was fast, and I was listening to Prince Hot Self. That's what I was. Michael Jackson was just too clean for me, I guess. I don't know. I was listening to Dirty Mind and all of that by Prince, and going to see Sex Shooter with Vanity Six.
Favorite
Jesus. My mother
Favorite
took
Jesus.
Me to go see them.
Flavor Jesus.
So you, I was gonna say that lets you know what type of child I was. Fast, I was watching all of it. But one thing,
Dr.
when Michael,
forget the moonwalk. I want to see that red Corvette.
Right. But listen, I'm gonna tell you something. When I got Prince's Purple Rain, no, not that. I forgot which one it was. I think it was Purple Rain, and he had the poster in there, and he had on a Speedo, right? Okay, my mother took it and threw it away. I was so mad at her. Because I wanted my Speedo up there on my wall. I was a little fast, yeah. I like Prince.
Prince was the only man who will wear women's attire and take your woman. You know what I'm saying? He's the only man who can wear and look like a woman and take your woman.
Right. I know. That is so crazy. And the thing is, you know, in Detroit, you know, speaking of Detroit earlier, in Detroit, and I don't know if y'all had this in Jacksonville, but in Detroit, it was like you had the Michael Jackson fans and you had the Prince fans, almost similar to like the Biggie Smalls and Tupac thing, right? So everybody, it was always split. But, you know, we actually had lookalikes walking through the streets at the malls, catching buses, cars, looking like, dressing like Prince and or Michael Jackson. I am not kidding. Did y'all have that?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Y'all did? I was just in Detroit.
We had it down here. There was a guy, where it wouldn't mean anything to you, but Omar Creek, you know, to some of our listeners, they're like, well, where is that? But that's a street over on, like, in the hood part of the Jacksonville. Florida, and down Moncrief, it used to be this guy that used to dress like Michael Jackson. He would have on the high water pants, the thick white socks, the penny loafers, the jacket, the curl with the shades. He had the glove on, and he would literally walk down Moncrief and stand at the corner and just do his thing. He would just do his thing. You could not tell this dude that he wasn't Michael Jackson. And I remember a guy who used to dress up as one of the as a Run DMC. He used to have his glasses.
Wow.
He had his Adidas. You know what I'm saying? And he had big. You remember the radio that we used to carry on the shoulder? That was him. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Stop.
So,
wow.
But you know that music.
That is so funny. But listen, Adrian, I'm gonna be in. What's going on?
No, I was saying, you know, music and the influence of these artists. I mean, it transcends. You know, like demographic, like wherever you was from, it didn't matter. It was connected. You would have people acting like we were all from the same place because of the love.
I know, isn't that something? That's amazing how that happens. You just in one accord, just based off of a sound of music. It's just a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be in Jacksonville, actually, A-Train. I'm doing a radio tour coming up, and there's some other announcements that I'm gonna be making at the end of January. And you and I, tell the people what we doing. January the 21st. What's coming up?
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Gina gonna be joining forces with your boy at the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop on the 21st of January. We coming up there to Columbia, South Carolina, baby. Columbia, South Carolina, January 21st. I'll be hosting, and I got my girl, Dr. Gina, coming on stage with me, sharing that platform. We're going to be doing our thing on the stage with DMX.
Michelle
A. Yeah. So it's going to be, like I say, the kings and queens of hip-hop. And this tour, man, has been a very, very awesome experience. For myself, so I'm excited that on this show coming up on the 21st, I have my girl with me, Dr. Gina, and we're going to make sure it do what it do. Yep.
We're going to do what it do. And so from there, I'm going to be going on this tour. I'm going to be in Savannah, Georgia, Lake Mary, Florida, Tampa, Florida. It's going down. It's just going down. Nice. The January is popping. So we got a lot. And then you got the comedy show coming up February. Tell them about that, A-Train.
Yes, February 24th at the Ritz Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida. The A-Train Live Experience will be taking place, which is my comedy series. I got Ambrose Jones from NBC's Last Comic Standing. He's coming in, and we're going to share the stage together. So you don't want to miss this. I'm telling you, this is this comedy show is on the talk and on the lips of the city. Matter of fact, I just saw on Twitter where Jack Event just tweeted out about it. It's inviting everybody out. And listen, you got the biggest marketing engine in the city endorsing and pushing your show. I'm telling you, man, you know it got to be something to be a part of. So come on out, people, because we made history.
And where can they keep in touch with you?
They can definitely follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live. And you can follow me on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. That's right. Spelled all the way out, so just like your mama used to tell you. Do it again and see what happens. So we got some crazy people going on, doing some crazy things on social media. And I'm telling you, before I delete them, I give them a warning. I put red on their wall. You know what I'm saying? Do it again and see what happens. Like the people who cut their eyebrows off and shave them. And they shave the eyebrows off and then draw them back on. So I put red on their wall, do it again, and see what happens. So follow me on Instagram, man. We out here slinging these jokes. And I'll be in a city near you, just like you saw me post a couple of days ago. You might see me with D.L. Hughley somewhere. So we're getting ready to up some dates, and he just went public with that the other day. So we out here, man.
Fantastic. And you are, and also he's got T-shirts with Do It Again and See What Happens. And so you want to DM that and get you a T-shirt so everybody, you can be on the same train with A-Train and put people in their place by saying Do It Again and See What Happens.
And see what happens. Listen, absolutely.
I'm on all social media, you guys. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Dr. Gina Prince, Dr. Gina R. Prince, or just Gina Prince. You could Google me and you'll get all of that. But listen, don't forget, you got a couple more seconds to go before you can win. So you can win the My Health and Soul Fitness DVD. I'm giving away two, and I'm also giving away two Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destinies. If you email me and say fluff, that's your code word fluff, because we want to get rid of the fluff, okay? I want you to email me at myhealthandsoul@gmail.com. I'm going to bless you, and I want you to bless a friend too, okay? So again, myhealthandsoul@gmail.com. Code word is fluff. I want five winners. If you're the first five, you get a blessing. All right. Well, you guys be blessed.
Nice.
I want you to have a happy and merry Christmas. I want you to take time with your family. I want you to rest up. I want you to rejuvenate yourself. I want you to restore yourself. I want you to seek God for 2017, this new season coming up. He's already prepared you. I want you fearless. I want you bold. I want you to live healthy. I want you to live whole. And I want you to live in your destiny. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. God bless you. Loving you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.